Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. There's an annual political exercise known as Boys State, which is a week-long program for thousands of teenage boys to participate in a simulation of American politics. After being randomly assigned to a party, the teens are tasked with creating a government from the ground up, drafting platforms, and running for elected offices, all leading up to the coveted race for governor. The list of alumni from Boys State includes Senator Cory Booker, Vice President Dick Cheney, Supreme Court Justice Amy Alito, and President Bill Clinton, as well as bold-faced names like Michael Jordan, Bruce Springsteen, and James Gandolfini. Founded by the American Legion in 1935, states across the host hosts their own Boys State, and one of the largest exercises takes place in Texas. Filmmakers Jesse Moss and Amanda McBain documented the 2018 Texas Boys State, which hosted more than 1,100 participants. It's a microcosm of political polarization, an up-close look at coming of age, and an explanation of how toxic masculinity can grab hold of young men quickly. But the film also shows there was a great deal of hope for a generation born after the year 2000. Here's a clip in the film when we get introduction to some of the young men at Boys State, their ideas and values as they are going through the interview process with the Legion.
We're very pleased you decided to apply to go to Boys State this year. And the purpose of this interview is kind of get a handle on who you are.
Yes, sir. So I have a wonderful family. I mean, dad's primary caregiver. Our mom's been educating us ever since we were really young.
You're homeschooled.
Yes, sir.
I play football, baseball, and then I team rope. Been in the Corps since I was in sixth grade.
Honestly, I would say Christ is my role model.
We're really like a military family, kind of, although we aren't in the military.
Tell us what the flag means to you.
Well, sir, I think that if you look closely, sure, there may be, you know, like a little misstitch or a little loose piece of material. But from far away, I think it symbolizes everything that the world is trying to be.
As one reviewer said, the magnificent drama McBain and Moss capture with startling immediacy and shocking intimacy is the stuff storytelling dreams are made of. Boys State won the documentary grand prize at Grand Jury Prize at Sundance, and will be available to stream this Friday on Apple TV+. Directors Amanda McBain and Jesse Moss join us. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Allison.
Hi there.
And also joining us is one of the documentary subjects, Stephen Garza. Stephen is one of the more progressive participants and the son of an immigrant mother. He enters the race for governor. He's thoughtfully soft-spoken and ultimately has considerable impact on his peers. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing great. Amanda, so this program has historically been divided by gender. There is a girl state as well. Why did you additionally choose to film Boy State?
We, neither Jesse or I went through the programs. We both grew up in California, and there's a girls and boys state there. So we didn't know about the program until we read a Washington Post article in 2017 that was covering a kind of scandalous moment with the 2017 Texas Boys State legislator voting to secede from the union. And I think that that kind of provocative act was sort of both funny, but also telling, we thought, of some possible, you know, bigger thing that we wanted to explore. And so, you know, if they were going to secede in 2017, right, what were they going to do the following year? But we're certainly interested in doing Girl State next, see what they're up to.
So, Jesse, I mentioned some of the famous alumni. From what you observed in making this film, why is this program such a magnet for a certain kind of driven young person?
I think it's a really different kind of exercise than what you might find in the classroom when it comes to engaging with electoral politics and governance. And that's what attracted us, too, is the scale of the program, of the simulation of building a government with 1,000 young people is really it's really complicated, and I think it doesn't fully approximate the complexity of our democracy as a whole, but it's a really interesting prism into how the process works, and I think that's what draws young people. We were drawn in turn to the young men we met in the film who had a lot of sophistication about politics, because not every young person who comes to the program has that, but these guys like Stephen, who's worked in electoral politics already or had at the age of 17, they were clearly smart and ambitious and knew something about politics and wanted to use the experience to test themselves. And that's what drew us to them.
Now, Stephen, you're one of the more progressive participants of the boys that are profiled. Now you're all young men. How did you think about appealing to your conservative peers?
I knew that I couldn't automatically out of the gates espouse all my progressive beliefs because I knew I'd get nowhere doing that. So it's like walking a tightrope. You got to tread carefully. So I decided to focus initially on something that most people agree on, which is national unity and rallying against secession, which was also brought up again in the film. And, you know, over the course of events, things take a turn when one of my positions gets leaked through a photo on social media. And now I'm forced to pivot my campaign to actually address that position I had on gun rights to a very conservative group and try to win them over and keep going.
Amanda, there's a really interesting scene with one of the young men that you profile, who really is kind of like a God's gun and glory Texan, even looks like a young Rick Perry. And he reveals that about one stance, that he's basically been lying to get elected, that he's much more conservative about one issue. I mean, much more progressive about one issue. I'm curious from you, how much do we see come from these boys? How much of it is mimicking what they see in our leaders?
It's a great question, and I think actually one that we went into this film thinking about, you know, where do we get our politics? And one thing that's exciting about 17-year-olds is that they are fluid in some way. There's going to be people who come to the program who are parroting what they hear from their parents or what they are taking in from whatever media they're consuming. But we sort of focused on four people who intrigued us because we, in our initial conversations during casting, they surprised us in some way. Mm-hmm. And that we knew with the character you're talking about, we knew he had dimensions to him. We didn't know what tactics he was going to go into the event with, but he certainly surprised us during the film. You know, I want people to subvert my expectations, frankly. That's kind of why I'm in the business of documentary, to force myself to be, to open up and question why I had some of the preconceptions that I do about people or these big ideas.
My guests are directors Amanda McBain and Jesse Moss, as well as documentary subject Stephen Garza. We're talking about Boys State. Boys State will be available on Apple TV Plus on August 14th. So, Jesse, we do get a real glimpse into what happens when you put 1,100 highly motivated boys in one space. You know, if there are moments when it's just like you think, oh, my gosh, what is going to happen here? I'm curious what you thought, what this experience reveals about the way boys are processing what it means to be a man.
Well, that's actually something in hindsight we should have expected more fully. I think we were so focused on the politics of the event, we failed mm-hmm. to appreciate what a prism it is into masculinity. And what you see in the film is really two competing visions of how to be a man. And one of them is a vision that I think Stephen really embodies, and a very healthy empathy and compassion and a listening that makes him surprisingly a successful candidate at Boys State, because he expects to be kind of a macho display. And you see some of that in the film, and we saw it initially. But what really surprised us was it kind of settled down, and the boys who are predominantly conservative and predominantly white really rallied around both Stephen and Stephen's party chair, Renee Otero, who's African-American. And I think that listening, that openness was great to see, and was, I think, a reflection of one kind of masculine identity. But you also see embodied in the character of Ben in our film a kind of more aggressive strength, which mm-hmm. certainly we see echoes of strongly in our national politics. And I think it accounts for some real unhealthy aspects of our fragile democracy. And so this contest of masculine identities is really played out in a very dramatic fashion in the film.
Stephen, as you run for governor, we're not going to give any spoilers here, but you gave this first speech. And what did you want to communicate with that first speech? Let's start there.
What my hope for the week would be, again, there was everybody knew going into what the boys had done the year previously in voting to secede. Mm-hmm. And knowing that a bunch of the Legionnaires were very embarrassed about that move, you know, I hope that it would set an example or a bar that, hey, if I don't make it past this election today, at least I would have given my opinion on what this program should do the rest of the week going forward, and which was not, you know, bringing shame or making the Legionnaires embarrassed, but making them proud and showing them that, yeah, we are the best young men that Texas has to offer, and we were sent here for a reason.
Amanda, there's also sort of a theme of meritocracy in this film, that talent and hard work really do matter. It really kind of plays out in Steven's case. Can you speak a little bit to that idea of meritocracy in politics?
I mean, I think what we knew going in was that we were going to see the program is really a very vivid learn by doing process of educating these kids on how the election process is challenging, how electoral politics is challenging, how representative democracy is challenging, and to learn that as you go through it, as we see with Steven, you really have to pivot, or Ben, frankly, who struggled, they both struggle on the first day, even as well prepared and as kind of brilliant as both of them are. And so I think that, I mean, there's meritocracy in the sense that, you know, these guys are both incredibly skilled and they work hard, but they also have the flexibility to pivot and to really run on instinct and believe in themselves. And I think confidence matters. And so I think really for me watching them navigate, I knew they were brilliant in their navigation of this space, but then to also see them both able to kind of summon the better angels of this really unruly gallery was really one of the great surprises and great hopes, frankly, of my takeaway.
Steven, you're now studying government at UT in Austin. What is a lesson you learned from Boys State that you think is something that you could never have learned in a classroom?
How to talk to people and engage with people who disagree with you. In a big setting like that, where you're able to meet, you know, 1,000 other teenage boys from all across the state, from people who live, you know, 800 miles away from me, it's still in the state of Texas, how big it is. It gave me an opportunity to hear from the other side and hear what it's like growing up in, you know, a small town of 1,000 people, mostly white, and what views they had and why did they have the views that they had. That's something that I don't think could be taught in a poli sci class in college. That's something that you have to go out there in the real world and learn and figure out. And most people don't ever have the opportunity to run for a fake office. When they run, it usually is a real thing. So it's somebody who wants to continue pursuing politics, it's such an opportunity, a wonderful opportunity to be able to get a taste of that and a sense of that, so that if I ever do end up running in the future, I kind of have a basic idea of what I need to do and how do I need to connect to people.
What do you mean if? You're going to be the governor of Texas one day. One day.
Amen.
My guests have been Amanda McBain and Jesse Moss. Their film is called Boys State. It is out August 14th on Apple TV Plus. You can learn why Steven Garza might be the governor of Texas for real one day. Amanda, Jesse, and Steven, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. So